Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya, bringing you Wombats and Music from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. We're on WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you my favorite songs that I just love. And I look forward to this, to listening to the songs myself and sharing them with others. And I'm going to start right off with a song I finished last week with. I didn't get to play the whole song, so I often like to start the next show. This is Vanessa Williams. I had always known her as a beautiful actress and had never listened much to her music. And then a few years ago, I heard a few songs by her and realized what a talent she was and what a beautiful voice she had. And this particular song, I Wonder As I Wander, shows a particular side of her, the gentle, soft side, and just the control, the power, the ability to sort of encapsulate emotion into just a few words. So this is Vanessa Williams singing I Wonder As I Wander.
You and like I
Vanessa Williams, I Wonder As I Wander. Next up is Glenn Campbell. I heard this just recently. I'd forgotten this song. It's called Sunflower. A lot of Glenn Campbell's songs were gentle and soft. This one's got a little more pep to it. It was his eighth number one hit on the Easy Listening chart and his last number one hit. It was written by Neil Diamond and recorded in 1977. So this is Sunflower by Glenn Campbell. That was Sunflower by Glenn Campbell. And I've got another peppy song coming up. Much of the night's show is country music. I don't think of myself as being that wedded to country music, but I do notice that a lot of the songs I play are country. And a couple of them tonight are beyond country. They're into close to bluegrass, old-timey, with heavy-duty banjo fiddle and the old bluegrass harmony, the real tight stuff. Anyway, but the next one is not. It's by the Oak Ridge Boys, a country group. It's called You're the One, and I like it a lot. It's a peppy tune. And so many songs are about broken hearts, and it's so good to have one that comes on and is about things seem to be going pretty good, I'd say. Here we go with You're the One by the Oak Ridge Boys.
Man. when is the time? I have looked in the water and had no reflection to show. Oh, and when is the time? I have stood at the crossroads, not knowing which way to go.
And I don't remember her name. They'll say that I'm just a smile at the moment, but that was before you came.
You're the one in a million. You're the one, you're the one. You're the one in a million. I see. You're the
That defines upbeat. I particularly like the line in there where he says, I never made any promises to them, none they'd expect me to keep. Real low, that's the real low. None they'd expect me to keep. But that's a beautiful love song. We're going on. It's another happy song. This is from the last two songs, Sunflower by Glen Campbell and You're the One by the Oak Ridge Boys, are both from 1977, both from the same year. The next song is from 1958. It's by the Four Preps. It's called 26 Miles, and it's about Santa Catalina, which apparently is 26 miles off the California coast and a great place to go, at least it was then. And the Four Preps recorded this in 1958, and it influenced a lot of other groups, like the Beach Boys. A lot of people got into this kind of music, but this was their song, and I remember it well. Great song, just a sense of party time, vacation, summer. Let's go off to the island and have a ball.
26 miles across the sea, Santa Catalina is awaiting for me. Santa Catalina, the island of romance, 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 romance. Water all around it, everywhere. Tropical trees and the salty air. But for me, the thing that's awaiting there, romance.
It seems so distant, 26 miles away, resting in the water so serene. I'd work for anyone, even the Navy, who would float me to my island green.
26 miles so near yet far, I'd swim with just some water wings and my guitar. I could leave the wings, but I'll need the guitar for romance, 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 romance. 26 miles across the sea, Santa Catalina is awaiting for me. Santa Catalina, the island of romance.
tropical heaven out in the ocean, covered with trees and girls. If I have to swim, I'll do it forever, till I'm gazing on those island worlds.
40 kilometers in a leaky old boat, any old thing that'll stay afloat. When we arrive, we'll all promote romance, 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 romance. 26 miles across the sea, Santa Catalina is waiting for me. Santa Catalina, the island of romance, 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 romance.
Romance, 26 miles across the sea from 1958. The good times. Let me remind you what's going on here. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya, and I'm playing for you my favorite songs. We've had a few upbeat songs there, although I must say I Wonder As I Wander is not what I call an upbeat song. But we're going to move on into a little more serious music, more down, somber, I should say, not so much serious. The next song is called Sometimes, and it's from a 1978 musical, Runaways. I lived in the New York area for 34 years. I went to maybe 10 Broadway shows. It might have been 15, but I think it was more like 10. I didn't go often at all. I happened to go to this one, and I loved it. It's probably my favorite live musical I ever saw. And it was about kids who'd run away from home. And many of the kids had run away from home. Well, some of the staff, some of the actors. The producer had a background working with runaway kids and decided to make a show and did quite a job of it. She wrote everything. She directed it. She produced it. And I'm just going to read you one little piece here. It says, the orchestra consisted of piano and toy piano, string bass, congas, timbales, bongos, bell sirens, and others, trap set, triangle, glass, and ratchet saxophone and flutes, and guitar, played by Elizabeth Swatos. So she not only wrote the show, produced it, cast it, but she also played the guitar in it. It had a number of fairly serious songs about runaways. The kids who run away were, you know, often troubled children and had difficult homes. And the cast was just fantastic. It was multiracial, Hispanic, black, white, just wonderful people to watch, and great voices and great music. This one song is the one that I particularly liked. Well, I liked a lot of them, but I love this song. I'm not even sure exactly what it means, but the message it starts off by saying is sometimes when you get too much, it's worse than not having enough. And that can include parents who are too close. So this is Sometimes. And you can imagine a young man who has run away from home trying to explain his angst, his fears in life through this song.
Sometimes too much of something is just as bad as not enough, and then the pain is just like hunger. Strange as it seems, sometimes.
Are you going to start preaching at me now?
A person gets his dream in a big way.
I can get away from a little tiny way.
TV, a job, a house, or a lover.
Thank you.
was Sometimes by the cast of Runaways. The next song is getting into country now, heavy duty country. I picked this up on the radio about 2 weeks ago. It's called In the Gravel Yard. It's by Doyle Lawson. He's a bluegrass musician, well known for his mandolin playing. This song is a prison song. He's in the gravel yard and he's talking about the fact that he's breaking big rocks into little rocks. And it's hard work. And that kind of catches the essence of what it must be like to be in hard labor in prison. So here is Doyle Lawson singing In the Gravel Yard.
Making little rocks out of big rocks all day. Oh, the work is mighty hard in the gravel yard. I'll never be a free man, so they say. My plea, listen now to me. I killed the man that I caught with my wife. You'd probably do the same, so why am I to blame? See, let's tear the rest of my life. In the gravel yard with a number for my name, making little rocks out of big rocks all day. Oh, the work is mighty hard in the gravel yard. I'll never be a free man, so they say. In the driving rain with a ball and chain, my hammer rings a low and mournful sound. I sing a little song for the one who done me wrong. She's lying in the cold, cold ground. In the gravel yard with a number for my name, making little rocks out of big rocks all day. Oh, the work is mighty hard in the gravel yard. I'll never be a free man, so they say. In the gravel yard with a number for my name, making little rocks out of big rocks all day. I'll never be a free man, so they say.
In the Gravel Yard by Doyle Lawson. And the mandolin's there, the banjo's there, the fiddle's there. We're going to stay in the same kind of bag. This next group is called Balsam Range. I wasn't familiar with them, but I looked them up. They're from Asheville. It's a quintet. And I want to read you what it says on their website. It says, from deep in the Appalachians where the Great Smoky Mountains meet the Blue Ridge comes the Balsam Range Band, creatively blending bluegrass, folk, gospel, and jazz into a new American acoustic music experience. Well, you know where we are in Abingdon, Virginia? We are deep in the Appalachians where the Great Smoky Mountains meet the Blue Ridge. So we're with them. There are five of them. I heard this on the radio last week. It's called Lonesome Without You. It's kind of a sad song, but it's got some great, great country music in it. Good fiddle, just good stuff. So this is Lonesome Without You by Balsam Range.
When we were young, each other more than anyone will know. But that day you found a new love and you said I had to go. Oh, the road is rough and rocky since the day I last saw you. Another's won your heart forever, and I'm lost without you. Share the love that we once knew. Oh, the road is rough and rocky since the day I last saw you. Another's won your heart forever, and I'm lost without you. Now that you'll be happy with the new love you have found. But if you should ever change your mind, love, remember me, I'll be around. Oh, the road is rough and rocky since the day I last saw you. Another's won your heart forever, and I'm lost without you. Since the day I last saw you, another's won your heart forever, and I'm lost without you, and I'm lost without you.
Sudden ending there. That was I'm Lonesome Without You. A lot of country stuff there. We're staying in the country game now. We're going on to Mo Bandy. Mo Bandy was from Meridian, Mississippi, and that's the same place that the famous Jimmy Rogers, the country singer, was from. And his father knew Jimmy Rogers, but they moved to San Antonio, Texas when he was six. He learned guitar and eventually performed. And I actually have two songs on this show tonight by Mo Bandy. It's just by chance. The first one is You Haven't Heard the Last of Me. Some people just don't give up, you know. And here's a suitor, I guess, a man out courting a woman. He assures her that she really is in love with him, just doesn't know it yet, and he is going to hang around until he convinces her, and she has not seen the last of him, and he sounds very persistent, and I like the song.
You haven't heard the last of me. And I won't give up until you see. Oh, you won't admit it, but your heart has got the upper hand. And I know that the time has come to make you understand that you haven't heard the last. I get you back again. Oh, honey, I thought I ought to let you know I'm never gonna let you go until I win and you give in. You're gonna see that you haven't heard the last of me. We
turned our backs on true romance. And we never gave our love a chance. Oh, it's so easy to let a lover slip away. And I know if I had the chance, I could make you stay. And you haven't heard the last of me. I'm gonna play upon your sympathy till I get you back again. Oh, honey, I thought I ought to let you know I'm never gonna let you go until I win and you give in. You're gonna see that you haven't heard the last of me. So don't think I'd go without you, knowing the way I feel. My fate is sealed, this love of mine is real. And you haven't heard the last of me. I'm gonna play upon your sympathy till I get you back again.
You haven't heard the last of me. I think he's probably going to hang in there. Next song is another country one. This is by the Charlie Daniels Band. It was their biggest hit. It's called The Devil Went Down to Georgia. And I've been sort of putting off playing it. I've had it on my playlist now for a few weeks because it's such a strong song. I'm afraid it'll dominate this show. It really is quite a powerful hit. And it was originally a fiddle tune written by Vassar Clements, one of the best fiddlers of our era. In fact, I looked him up. Father of hillbilly jazz, it says. He was a fiddle player and played a lot of dimensions. He wrote this song, and Charlie Daniels Band came along and put words to it. It's called The Devil Went Down to Georgia, and it's the classic story of making a deal with the devil. And not as traditionally, it's not a good idea to make a deal with the devil, but a lot of the stories, folk stories, the devil comes out on the wrong end. I think the problem is that the ones where the devil comes out in the right end, they don't get to hang around and write the story. This one they do. And so this is Charlie Daniels Band playing The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind. He was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. You probably didn't even know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you care to take a dare, I'll just make a bet with you. Now, you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but let's give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul. I think I'm better than you." Boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'm gonna take your bet. You're gonna regret. I'm the best there's ever been." "Johnny, rosin' up your bow and play your fiddle hard, 'cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals cards. If you win, you'll get the shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul." His case, and he said, "I'll start this show," and fire flew from his fingertips as he rolled up his bow. And then he pulled his bow across the strings, and it made an evil hiss. And a band of demons joined in, and it sounded something like this. Johnny said, you know, you're pretty good, old son, but you just flop down in that chair right there. I'm gonna show you how this stuff's done.
Run the mountain, run, boys, run. Down to the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out those. Man, she don't bite, no child, no.
Well, that old devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat. And he laid that golden fiddle down on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, devil, come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a gun, I'm the best it's ever been. He played.
Fire around, run, boys, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Ready to sit off like no child, no.
Devil Went Down to Georgia by Charlie Daniels. Boy, that thing rocks. I play fiddle. Not like that. I'm learning. But that's I certainly wouldn't want to be in competition with the devil. They used to say, when I was young, I never had any interest in playing violin or fiddle till I was 40 years old. But I remember hearing people say, you had to sell your soul to the devil to learn to play fiddle. There's some truth to that, but what they really meant was you got to put a lot of time in. It can take a lot of time. Well, anyway, Johnny won. Next comes another song by Mo Bandy. I mentioned Mo Bandy before. He played You Haven't Heard the Last of Me. This is one of my favorite all-time songs. It expresses a sentiment that's deep in my heart, and I have succeeded in this. The name of the song is Till I'm Too Old to Die Young. Well, I can assure you I am too old to die young. And one of the reasons why he wants to be too old to die young, live that long, is to see his children grow and see what they become. Well, I've done that, and it is a very rewarding thing. Of course, now I'd like to see my grandchildren grow and see what they become. But, you know, can't go on forever. But I have succeeded in the goal. Anyway, Mo Bandy was born in Meridian, Mississippi, moved to Texas, and became a bull rider. He and his brother were riding bulls, rodeo type. He finally got tired of all the broken bones and things and got into country music around 1962. It took almost 11 years for him to really get to make any real money or be successful. So sometimes a career like this takes a long time to get started. But along the way, he made some fantastic songs, and this is one of my all-time favorite songs, Till I'm Too Old to Die Young.
If life is like a candle bright, death must be the wind. You can close your window tight, and it still comes blowing in. So I will climb the highest hill and watch the rising sun, and I pray that I don't feel the chill till I'm too old to die young. Let me watch my children grow to see what they become. Till I'm too old to die young. Now I have had some dear sweet friends I thought would never die. Now the only thing that's left of them is the teardrops in my eyes. If I could have one wish today and know it would be done, well, I would say everyone could stay till they're too old to die young. Let me watch my children grow to see what they become. Oh Lord, don't let that cold wind blow till I'm too old to die. Watch my children grow to see what they become. Oh Lord, don't let that cold wind blow till I'm too old to die young.
Too old to die young. I guess it's called a metaphor, but the idea of a candle blowing out, you know, he hopes that he's lives long enough till the candle blows out. One of the songs I played a few times is A Candle in the Wind, which Marilyn Monroe's life, and then Princess Diana. Anyway, when I was about 40, in my 40s, we used to drive my parents from Tampa to Abingdon. They had retired and were living in Tampa and were getting quite elderly, older than I am now, actually. I would drive them up and we'd stop along the way, and we had a great time. We'd spend the night halfway here and hang out, go out for a nice meal. Anyway, one time I stopped at a Huddle House or a Waffle House, and was seeing them in the door, realized how frail they were. I felt very much like someone trying to protect a candle in the wind. I could see that the wind could blow hard sometimes, and my job at that point in time was to be sure they were okay. So I enjoy that metaphor, and I personally lived it. The next song is a strange song. It's called Dirt Road Anthem. It's a country song. It starts off sort of like a traditional country song, and then it goes into, I guess the closest thing to it is rap. It's like a country rap song. He pops right through those words at a pretty good clip, but it tells the story of someone living on a dirt road. It tells it well. So this is Dirt Road Anthem by Jason Aldean.
Swerving like I'm George Jones, smoke rolling out the window, and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights has got me reminiscing on the good times. I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting easy street on mud tires. Back in the day, Potts Farm was a place to go. Load a truck up, hit the dirt road. Jump the barbed wire, spread the word. Light the bonfire and call the girls. King and the Can and the Marlboro Man. Jack and Jim were a few good men. Where you learn how to kiss and cuss and fight too. Better watch out for the boys in blue. And all this small town, he said, she said. Ain't it funny how rumors spread? Like I know something y'all don't know. Man, that talk is getting old. You better mind your business, man. Watch your mouth before I have to knock that loud mouth out. I'm tired of talking, man. Y'all ain't listening. Them old dirt roads is what y'all miss. I'm chilling on a dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window, and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights has got me reminiscing on the good times. I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting easy street on my tires. Sit back and think about them good old days, the way we were raising our southern ways. And we like cornbread and biscuits, and if it's broke around here, we fix it.
I can take y'all where you need to go, down to my hood, back in them woods. We do it different round here, that's right, but we sure do it good, and we do it all night. See, if you really want to know how it feels to get off the road, trucks and four wheels, jump on in, and man, tell your friends, we'll raise some hell with a blacktop in.
I'm chilling on a dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights, it's got me reminiscing on the good times. I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting Easy Street on the tires, that's right. George Jones, smoke rolling out the window, and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights, it's got me reminiscing on them good times. I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting Easy Street on the tires, that's right.
Dirt Road Anthem, country rock, country rap. That's an interesting song. You know, earlier we played the "You'll Never See the Last of Me, You'll Never Hear the Last of Me," about a guy who was going to pursue this girl and teach her or bring her around or convince her. Here's the same song from the other end. This is Edward Bear, which is a group, it turns out, from Toronto. Edward Bear singing the last song, and the basic verse is, this is the last song I'll ever write for you. What's happened is that the guy has just given up. He's, you know, I've tried everything, and I'm going to write this one last song, but it's over. Edward Bear is the name of a group from Toronto, and this was their biggest hit. They got the name from Winnie the Pooh. Now, I'm a big Winnie the Pooh fan. I grew up with Winnie the Pooh, and I get a big kick out of him. Anyway, it turns out that Winnie the Pooh's real name, you may wonder who the heck Winnie the Pooh is anyway. He's a character in a children's book, a great, great fun book for children, probably under 10, I'd say. And his real name is Edward Bear, at least so I read. And this is by Edward Bear, the group. It's their biggest hit called The Last Song.
Did you know I'd go to sleep and leave the lights on, hoping you'd come by and know that I was home, still awake? But 2 years go by and still my light's on. This is hard for me to say, but this is all that I can say. It's a lie. Song I'll ever write for you is the last time that I tell you just how much I really care. And this is the last song I'll ever sing for you. You come looking
spent waiting.
That was the last song by Edward Bear. And this is the last song I'm going to play for you tonight because we're running out of time. It's called A Long Way to Go by Alan Jackson. It was published in 2011. He wrote this song. He commented, somebody asked him about it, you know, why'd you write this song? He said, well, he said, it's just a fun summertime song. He said, it seems like every time you turn around lately, there's just something heavy going on in the world. So I felt like singing something that was just kind of light and fun. And this is it. It's called A Long Way to Go by Alan Jackson, who had 35 number one country hits, and he'll probably have a lot more.
Well, I drove down to the ocean, left my heartache way behind. But the rain won't leave and the pain won't ease and the sun don't want to shine. So I ordered me up a killer, found a view out across the sea. I sat down in the sand, a drink in my hand, in the glass looking back at me. I got a bug in my margarita, seems bad luck won't leave me alone. I got a woman I'm trying to drink away, and I got a long, long way to go. Yeah, I got a long, long way to go. Well, I met an old boy from Georgia. Yeah, his woman done knocked him down. Well, I asked him how he's doing. He stared at me confused and said, hey, ain't you looked around? He said, the rain won't leave and the pain won't ease and the sun don't want to shine. And there's something in the bottom of this drink I just gotten. It don't look like a worm to me. I got a bug in my margarita. Seems bad luck won't leave me alone. I got a woman I'm trying to drink away, and I got a long, long way to go. Yeah, I got a long, long way to go. All this good. And we threw back margaritas, the bug just made it sweeter, and we both sang a happy song. I got a bug in my margarita, seems bad luck won't leave me alone. I got a woman I'm trying to drink away, and I got a long, long way to go. Yeah, I got a bug in my margarita, seems bad luck won't leave me alone. I got a woman I'm trying to drink away, and I've got a long, long way to go. Yeah, I got a bug in my margarita. Seems bad luck won't leave me alone. I got a woman I'm trying to drink away, and I got a long, long way to go. Yeah, I got a long, long way to go.
You know, for a guy who's got a bug in his margarita, he seems awfully happy. And I'm glad for that. And he said the bug even just, it just made it sweeter, he said. He's got a woman I'm trying to drink away, and I've got a long, long way to go. Well, it's a good song to end on. So, you've been listening to Wombats and Music from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And I'm your host, Harry Baya. Wishing you well, and give you my I'm on, by the way, Saturday nights, Monday nights at 7, and Saturdays at 1, the show plays. I want to wish you my sign-off. Every week I like to tell you to do this, and I hope you do. which is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.